You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Tuesday morning edition of the Dom and Jeremy show here at Mix 100. As soon as we get off the air, I've got about 20 minutes to get out of the house and get over to my annual physical, which I'm very good about keeping those appointments. I go in each year and get checked up. The funny thing about this year's physical, it's my first time with this new doctor. And so I have no idea what his style is like when giving said physical.
Mm-hmm, sure.
I guess
candles,
I'm about
no
to,
candles? I mean,
I guess I'm about to find out.
Yeah.
Right? Well, that coming. You know, the funny thing about it, too, is that I made the appointment in August. And the whole idea was like, well, that'll be a year since the last one. So insurance will cover it, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
365 days, blah, blah, blah. But not only that, I was like, you know what? I'm going to use those 2 months. And I'm going to take off like 10 pounds. The same thing that you were saying.
Yeah. Get healthy,
you know, when
before you
yours,
go in. Yeah.
I was like, I've got 2 months. I'll take off like 10 pounds. That way I'll feel better about myself, blah, blah, blah. So I got on the scale back in August and checked it out. I got on the scale this morning since today's the day I'm going in. I mean, to the tenth of a pound, I'm exactly where I was 2 months ago.
I was gonna say, I thought you were going to say you gained 10 pounds.
No, I mean to the tenth.
It's where you're settling now.
So, right, and that's what I told myself. I was like, okay.
It's like the Titanic settling there at the bottom of the ocean. That's where you're going to rest.
Oh, sometimes I feel that way, too.
It's where you're going to lay.
So, anyway, that'll be fun.
Well, good luck with that. I mean, I just had mine, and it's important that you do it. Especially as a guy, I don't want to go into the doctor. Yeah.
I don't have that big of a problem with it, to be honest. They don't.
I know some dudes do.
There's only the one thing, and we don't need to whine about it anymore because women only get mad when we whine about that one test.
Right.
So I won't. I won't whine about it. Like I said, I don't know this doctor. With the doctor that I had for, 25 years, I knew what to expect.
Yeah, you know what you're getting.
Yeah, this is a mystery date. So
bigger fingers.
That just should be a thing. You know,
always a skinny little dude that comes in.
When you're interviewing the doctor, you're like, hold up your hand. No, you're out.
Okay. No, I can't do that.
Anyway, what happened to you yesterday?
You know, not much. Yesterday was actually kind of a busy day. It was kind of weird to be out and about because I really haven't done a lot of stuff since the Rona started, but I had like a little work meeting up in Thornton yesterday, and then I had to zip down from there to Centennial to a store, zip into Littleton for a couple stores, and then get the kids, and we had guitar lessons and stuff last night, so it was actually a really busy night. I will say that the one store in Centennial, which will remain nameless, I parked, and I went up, and I thought I was just going to zip in, and I got up to the entrance, and there was a line going into the store, and it was probably 200 people deep, I guess.
200?
200, Dom. Yeah, it's a very popular store. And I'm standing there in line waiting to go in, and there's signs everywhere that says, keep your masks on, you know, only a certain number of people in the store, and I'm looking at this line, and I'm standing there for about 10 minutes, and everyone is lined up just back to back, right on top of each other. Everyone's talking. People have their masks pulled down. People are sneezing and coughing. And I'm like, so this is your social distancing policy right here? You won't let these people in the store to shop, but you'll line them all up outside back to back, spreading who knows what as you wait. I mean, the line was probably at least 45 minutes before you even got in. Mm-hmm. I ended up leaving. I was like, I'm not going to stand here for this long because it was not moving at all.
Right.
So I kindly stepped out of the line. I said to the gentleman behind me, please take my spot. And I got back in America's pickup and left.
Mm-hmm.
But I just was scratching my head as I drove out of that parking garage saying, man, what kind of policy is this?
Well, and it's not just the policy of the story, it's people. We talked about this on our drive back from our little mini vacation this past weekend about how lax people in general, not everybody,
yeah,
but people in general have gotten so lax with everything. They just don't GAF anymore.
Yeah, you know, I'm trying to be a good boy. I was standing there with my mask on, but it was two teenagers in front of me, and then a guy behind me, and then two more teenagers behind him, and none of them had masks on.
Right.
I'm just like, okay, I shouldn't be here.
And that's why the numbers are the way they are. It's as some people have pointed out, and again, we know how polarizing this topic is. Bear with us. You don't have to get outraged or whatever.
We're just erring on the side of caution, personally.
But as, you know, Gretchen was talking about this too, and she said, you know, the science experts have said we have a vaccine right now. The vaccine is called just wear a mask. If everybody did that, this thing would go away.
Yeah.
And
more or less. But
for the most part.
For the most part. It would trickle the numbers down, I think.
Quite a bit. I mean, if everybody in this country followed that, then it would make a huge difference. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah.
When we were on that trip, one of the things we had to do was get on this ferry to go across to an island, and they have on the ground little images of sea turtles, and you're supposed to stand on the sea turtle.
Well, that does it.
Wait a minute.
Oh.
No, it's just an image of it on the
ground. Yeah, I know, but I'm sure somebody will be mad about that, Dom.
And they had them 6 feet apart.
Yeah, yeah.
So that was the social, while you're waiting in line, you stood on your sea turtle, and then the next one was 6 feet. Nobody was even looking at the sea turtles.
Nobody looks at the
turtles. They were all just lined up.
Yes, and that's the thing at this place, too. They had the lines marked out, 6 feet, 6 feet, but in between the 6 feet spaces, there was four or five people.
Right.
You're doing it wrong. Dang it. I didn't get my bookshelf I needed.
Dang. Oh, now I know what it is.